Hello, everyone. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Orphan No More podcast. We've been gone on a little sabbatical, but we are back now. So happy to be back. Thank you so much. While we were out, we were able to get about 125 new subscribers, and I really want to thank you so much for believing in this vision enough to stay with it during our break. We are back now. Back to fulfill the call of God on our lives. Back to talk about Orphan No More. We're going to do a brief overview just in case we have some new members, which I just said we do. So we want to be able to reach out to you. Hello, Hong Kong. Hello, China. Hello, Thailand. Thank you for tuning in, as well as everyone else. We thank you so much. We're going to get started. Just to give an overview about what Orphan No More is. Orphan No More basically came about, and I'm just going to give a quick overview, during a critical time in my life when I was feeling as though I was an orphan. I had gone through a lot of emotional issues in my life due to the loss of both parents. And at that time, I knew that God had pretty much called me, but I thought that he was calling me to be a poet. I thought he was calling me to do other things, but all along he really had his hand on me and he wanted me to help other people, my peers, my colleagues, understand and know the love of God. So with that being said, the Orphan No More podcast really came about as a result of everything, every influence, every situation that I had gone through in my life, and here I am today. What is the Orphan No More mentality? The orphan mentality is a mentality that has come about due to a significant situation or situations that you have faced in your life, be it a rape, incest, sodomy, a drug addiction, an addiction, an abusive relationship, abortions, whatever the case, whatever it is, or significant situation that you have been through in life, something that has left you with a mentality feeling as though you are not able to receive the love of a person, the love of God, those things that make you feel as though you have to stay in a rut. And I use the example from our first podcast. It's sort of like when an orphan is adopted and they are welcomed and received by their family, their new family. They're taken to this beautiful home after leaving an orphanage. They're told that they have a brand new beautiful room and the whole backyard is theirs for the taking and for the playing. They have the opportunity to have their first meal with their new family. And during the meal, they just look at the food in awe because their conditions in their orphanage may have not been up to standard. They go up to their room and their new mother and their new father find napkins all over the room filled with food that they have taken from the dinner table to their room. And it's sort of like you've been given all of this greatness and you still resort and have the mentality and the behavior of an orphan. You're not willing to receive the love of these new parents. You're not willing to receive the gifts of this new parents. You're not willing to receive the favor that these new parents have given you. That's sort of what the orphan mentality is. And we want to encourage you by way of this Orphan No More podcast to let you know that you are an orphan no more. God has come to set you free. Our base scripture is Psalms 107:20 that says, God sent his word and healed. He sent his word and healed. And after he healed, he delivered us from our destruction. Our destructions could have been abortion. Our destructions could have been homosexuality, lesbianism, AIDS, cancer, whatever it may be. God sent his word and his word healed and delivered us. So we could have been traveling on the road 285 to destruction. But God came with that MARTA bus or whatever bus and healed us and took us and put us back on the right foot. So we give praise to God for that. Today we're going to talk about a brief topic called Healed Healers. And what I mean by that, I was listening to Joyce Meyer and I listened to her quite a bit. Actually, inspires me to do and helps me push forward in the things that God has called me to do, along with my pastors, Pastor Taffy and Pastor Creflo Dollar. And really, I look at Joyce Meyer as the epitome of a healed healer. Before God had catapulted me out of doing spoken word and into ministering to women through our book clubs and other venues, I was sort of like, well, you know, I've gone through the loss of both parents, feeling as though I was an orphan, had addictions, had habits, did drugs, did all these things, tattooed my body, pierced my body, all these things. Why would you want me to talk to people again? What do you want me to tell them again? And all the time, God knew exactly what it was. He wanted to use my testimony, my life, as a blessing, to be a blessing to someone. As you know, we don't go through what we go through for ourselves. We go through what we go through for someone else's benefit. So at some point, it may not feel as though, you know, oh my God, how can I tell and share this? How can I share this and that? But I promise you, everything that you're going through, at some time, it will be televised. It will be published. It will be made and brought to the forefront, if that's God's plan for you. Because again, we don't go through what we go through for ourselves. We go through for the benefit of someone else. So with that being said, Joyce Meyer encourages me because, as you all know, she had dealt with the molestation at the hand of her father for many years. And she had a lot of resentment, a lot of negativity, a lot of anger built up inside of her. And during the time that God was working on her to start her public ministry, she was still being healed and delivered from a lot of these things, this residual emotions that she was dealing with. However, God catapulted her from her small Bible study in her house to a teaching tape ministry, to traveling from the north, south, east corners of her city, St. Louis, I believe, to doing everything that she did, you know. And now she's an international minister, you know, woman of God. It's just so awesome because, you know, just looking at her, you would never know all the hell that she had gone through and all the things that she had been through, or her husband Dave. And it's just so powerful to know that God can use us, and what better person than to use? I mean, God, he doesn't sit up in this elitist camp and recruit the way they recruited Harvard. No, God goes to the pit. He goes to the bottom and he scrapes us up. He scrapes some of us up with spatulas. He got us in our mess. He cleaned us up and he brought us forth and cleaned us up and said, you know what? Everything that you have gone through, I want you to tell it. Who better to tell? Who better than to help deliver someone than someone that can understand your situation or your story? So all the things that we go through in life, once we get to the point of receiving God's healing, we become healed healers. There's no other thing, no better thing in the world to do than to locate yourself when you are in the realm of ministering to other people. Because really, the blind cannot lead the blind. And trust me, I know about this. Anytime I try to get up and I, you know, maybe I've had an argument with a cousin or my husband or someone, and I try to get up and try to minister to somebody, it's not going to sound good unless I go back to the drawing board and get rid of the offense and cancel the debt on someone. Because as you know, forgiveness is not an emotion. It's a decision to let go of a debt or something that someone has done to you. It's a decision, and we have to constantly, every day, make a decision to forgive and not be led by our emotions. Because if we do, it's going to constantly put us in an entanglement, and we're going to be looking up like kudzu, you know, looking up and not able to move nothing. Just looking up, paralyzed. Matthew 15:14, as you know, says the blind leadeth the blind and they all fall into the ditch. So again, with that, God wants us to be coherent. He wants us to be able to locate and assess where we are. So where are you today? Take a minute to think about that. Where are you? And are you talking to people now about relationships? Are you talking to people now about marriages? What is it that you're speaking to people about? And are you being real with yourself? Have you gone through anything traumatic in your life, and that situation now you're being able to talk to people about? It's good that you locate yourself and you cleanse yourself before you go any further, because you don't want to be giving people advice that you yourself are not swallowing. That's just like you're taking Tylenol. Tylenol is a temporary pain reliever, but eventually, after that pain wears off, it's gonna come back. And if you don't address it and cut it off at the root, it's gonna keep growing back like kudzu. I'm sure you've gone into the forest and you've seen kudzu, and you can try to kill it as much as possible, but it keeps growing. It grows back at a greater force than when it was originally cut. You know what I'm saying? Unforgiveness can take away our faith. It can take away our strength. It reduces our effectiveness. I wanted to talk to you a little bit also about John 5. Many of you all have heard this scripture before. It was about a man who had gone through a lot of afflictions in his life, and he was basically at a pool in Jerusalem called Bethesda. This man was in a hopeless situation. He had a number of people around him that were gathering around this pool, and he wanted, I guess, a change of his daily life. He wanted to make a new decision, and he was limited in his ability to get around. So he was just kind of sitting there waiting for someone to put him in this pool. And the way that John 5, 6 through 7 in the Bible reads, it says, when Jesus saw him lying there and knew that he had already been in that condition a very long time, he said to him, "Do you want to be made well?" The sick man answered him, "Sir, I have no one to put me in the pool when the water is stirred up, but while I am coming, another steps down before me." Did you want to be healed? Jesus said. Do you want to be healed? This man forewent the question of the day to get to the victimization in his mind. And that was the fact that every time he makes an attempt to try to get in the water, somebody keeps jumping in front of him. Again, when we make the decision to become healed healers, we have to go back to the root of the wound. How did I become victimized? Why am I still portraying myself as a victim? I know that there's a line of people that can only receive from me, but they're not going to be able to receive from me if I am not in a state of being able to be honest with myself. Are you hearing me today? A lot of us are having food addictions. There may be some of you that are having feelings of lesbianism or homosexuality. You may be feeling the need to drink wine beyond moderation, and even in moderation, it's still the absorption of spirits that can alter and inebriate you and cause you to make decisions that may not be in line with the will of God for your life. So whether it's wine, whether it's Mad Dog, whether it's Ciroc, whatever it may be, it may be an addiction to alcohol, maybe an addiction to drugs, whatever the case may be, it's causing you to remain in this state of being wounded. Again, like I said about the Tylenol, these temporary pains that we assign to our lives, the shopping, the food, going out and dining all the time or spending money all the time. Are you locating where you are with these things? Is it becoming a habit for you? Are you like that man that, somebody is coming to you saying, do you want to get some help for your situation today? But I just, I keep going back, and people just, they just don't understand my situation. That's not the question. The question is, do you want to be free from this situation? Which leads me to my next thing. This man that was by the pool, it's very obvious that he had some people around him. And the Bible doesn't really expound on that, but I mean, think about it. We all are relational. We all have had, either the people that was around him in the pool watching him, or either the people that brought him to the pool. Somebody had to get him there or watch him or observe him in all of his life. And my question was, I was like, well, God, you know, what about the people in his life that left him in that state? You know, did he have any people around him that helped to push him or encourage him out of that situation or to remain in that situation? We have to be very, very careful about who we allow into our circle, our relationships, those things that we call sacred in our lives. Evaluate your relationships. We always have the option to create a different response, and we need to be able to choose to be healed healers. I'm going to share with you 4 steps of getting out of a wounded situation. This orphan mentality that we talked about, God has already paid the price for every situation that you have gone through in life. He has already died. He's already risen. He's already covered everything that we could ever do in the blood of Jesus. And you need to know that God loves you. I struggled for many, many years receiving the love of God, because when my parents passed away at the age of 21 years old, I know that I had come into my womanhood, but at the same time, I was so confused as to everyone in my life leaving me like my mother and my father did, and it caused a big hole in my heart. So I turned to spoken word poetry. I was all hard on the mic, and you know, I didn't have any problems writing. I could write with no problems, and you know, I just turned and used all of that, like, I'm gonna tell y'all what's going on. I'm gonna tell you how I feel. But God, he softened my heart. He went in and he did corrective surgery on my heart, and he helped me to learn how to love again, and sent me and put me in a relationship with the man that's my husband today, you know, and changed my mindset, you know, from you know, just broke me down from being this hard, non-caring woman to this soft, gentle woman that you're hearing on this podcast today. So praises be to God. But the main thing that we need to do, the first thing, is to make sure we get a new perspective. Romans 8 and 28 says that all things work together for the good for those that love God and those that are called according to his purpose. All of us have a purpose in life. We may not understand it. We may not know why, God, are we here? When, God, are we going to get from there to here or from here to there? Where are we going to be? Why? I mean, all these things. But we need to know. We really need to know within ourselves, honestly. And I had to deal with this a lot of times in my life from, you know, being a social work professor and then being a community organizer and being a mom and all these decisions that have had to be made in my life. Like, okay, God, how is this working together? We have to learn how to trust God, especially when we have self-directed our life, our own life for a long time. We have to learn that God is in the midst and he is in control of our lives. And we have to learn how to trust him and know that it's working together for our good. We have to allow God to take that pain away and to really heal us. The second thing is to make a decision to forgive. As I was saying, a lot of us are emotional beings by nature. And we feel as though if our emotions are out of whack, we can never forgive. But forgiveness is a decision. It's a decision. Just like we go into debt, we have the opportunity to get debt free. We have the opportunity to forgive every single hour, every single second, every single day. And a lot of times, you know, someone that may not have been the person that had victimized you per se, may be catching the brunt of this person's mistakes from your past, because you're still looking at that person, the current person in your life. You're looking at this person as that abuser. And therefore, everything and everyone that you see, you're seeing through the eyes of a victim. And we need to learn how to ask God for a fresh pair of eyes, a fresh new lens, so that we can learn how to forgive and move out of our hurt and into our healing. We need to cast down the thoughts and feelings that we feel that are not lined up with the Word of God. The Word of God says to cast down imaginations and everything that tries to set itself up above what God says. We need to know that God sent His Word. We need to put Psalms 107:20 in our mouths and know that God sent His Word to deliver us, and not only deliver us, but to heal us from our destruction. So we need to know that death and life are in the power of our tongue. What am I saying? Am I speaking life? Am I speaking death? What am I doing? God already healed me. God already delivered me. He already set me free. So because He did that, I don't have to tolerate these thoughts that I'm feeling. I don't have to tolerate these imaginations that I'm feeling. This person loves me. This new person has been sent into my life. Yeah, I maybe have met them on eHarmony, but they're not going to do to me what this other person did to me. And I'm going to give them a chance. I'm going to step out and try something new. We have that choice. Forgiveness is a choice. And we have a choice to walk our healing out. And finally, we need to make a decision that we're going to take responsibility to go forward in our life and not look back. God has given us His Word. He's given us the blood of Jesus. He's given us promises, 66 books of promises in our Bible. He's given us relationships. He's given us favor. He's given us so many things for us to be able to walk this healing out. So I want to encourage you to walk it out. I want to thank you so much. We have a beautiful 9-month-old baby girl. Her name is Talma Marie. She is here. She's healthy. She's happy. And I thank God for her. I look at Talma Marie and she is such a reminder of the manifestation of God's healing being manifested in my life. When my parents passed away, as I said, I felt like I was an orphan. I did not know or did not feel in my mind as though I knew that anyone loved me. I felt as though, I was walking free like a lot of us do, you know, with our suits, going to school, educated, doing our thing. But it still felt as though I was retreating to an orphanage. A lot of us are going, you know, going to work in our BMWs. We're living behind our white picket fence. We're living in our lofts. We're driving our Volvos, or we're driving our Honda Sonatas, or whatever the case may be. And we are walking around literally like we are orphans. We say, you know, to these people, you know, yeah, God loves you. God loves you. But we ourselves don't believe or yet not have received the love of God. And we need to stop faking the funk. We need to stop playing around, and we need to realize that we got to locate ourselves and be honest. Do you believe what you say? Do you believe what you tell other people? Do you really, really know that God loves you? Do you really, really know that God had a plan for you? Those are the things that I had to come to grips with. And when I look at my daughter, I really, really realize that God loves Himself some Danita Solomon or Kendige Ogonica. He loves me. And I thank Him for the promise. No matter what the doctor said, I thank God for doing what He only could do to bring my daughter into manifestation on this earth. I thank God for sending my husband. As the word says, he washed me with the water of the word of God, cleaned me up, and let me know that I could, soar and do what I could do the same way I did in the world, the same way I was successful in the world. I could be successful and even more successful for the kingdom. Because again, before it's all over, the kingdoms of the world have become the kingdoms of our God. So how can I possibly lose? So I want to thank you so much for tuning into the Orphan No More podcast. I hope that we will go forth as healed healers. Would you pray with me for a moment? God, I thank you for everyone that's tuned into the Orphan No More podcast. I thank you that we are walking forth, whether we're on Facebook or whether we're on Twitter, whatever we're on, God, I thank you that we are walking forth as healed healers, that we are letting the past go, that we're taking responsibility, that we're casting imaginations down, that we're making a decisive action to forgive and be debt free as it relates to forgiveness and unforgiveness in our heart. I thank you, Father, for those that are or may be wanting to receive you as their Savior, that they are seeking you and not your hand. They're seeking you and saying, Father, I know that you sent your Son Jesus to die on the cross for my sins, and because of that, I want to bring you into my life and accept you as Lord of my life. They're going to get saved. They're going to get to a church that can feed them the Word of God. They're going to log on to Podomatic, to Orphan No More podcast. They're going to email us with their questions at DanitaOgondiga@hotmail.com. I thank you, Father, for my friends. In Jesus' name, amen. Again, want to thank you so much for joining us this evening. I hope that you have a wonderful night. Oh, it's 12:19. I hope you have a wonderful morning. And as you know from our previous podcast, we normally advertise our meetings at Barnes & Noble's the first Sunday of every month. We have since changed yesterday. We no longer do those venues on the first Sundays of the month, but you are welcome to join us by the Podomatic.com website. We will be posting again. We're going to be more frequently, more regular with our postings. So feel free to email us or send us your questions. Look us up on Facebook or for no more. Podcast on our Facebook page and send us any questions that you may have. Stay connected. We love you. God bless you. Good morning.